Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
What's up? It's your girl, April Jones.
Yo, it's DJ Damage. Let's get this show started.
And we have another supermodel in the building.
Yes.
Cynthia Bailey.
Yes, another supermodel. I'm like, who's the first one? Like, I mean?
Well, me. Clearly he was talking about
me.
Actually, I was talking about me.
Oh, no. Gosh, okay. Jason.
So I have been begging Cynthia to come up here because you know I love you to death.
Yes,
and
I
so
love you too.
You've been terrified to come over. Why? What scares you about this show?
No, because I was like, people are afraid of you. They're like, oh my God, he's so shady. He's going to be messy. You can't do it. And I was like, you know what?
Jason?
Jason.
Not Jason.
I know. But here's the crazy
thing. I like his messiness.
No, like, realty, I've only had great times with you. Like, you always give me love. Like, you take care of me. So I was like, you know what? It's a new year. 2019, I'm over here.
We've always had a good time. One of the times that I think is the most fun time I've had is we had brunch on your 50th birthday.
The Four Seasons. That's right.
And she's 51, which makes
amazing.
No way.
Look great.
No sense.
Look great.
And, you know, because I'm 41, so now I'm getting ready to be 42, and you give me a lot of hope. People be like, yo, your skin is good, and your skin is flawless.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration.
What tips do you have for young, because there's some 20-year-olds looking like 60-year-olds right now.
That's true.
What are, like, some of the tips, or what are some of your secrets for staying so beautiful?
Well, let me just say the veterans, the women of a certain age are definitely winning. Mm-hmm. Like, my sisters, Halle Berry, I can go on and on and on. I mean, they look amazing. Like, I look at them for inspiration as well. So, tips, secrets. I would just say, you know, I do try to get facials on a regular basis in terms of skincare. Yeah. Like, for me, I try to do it, like, once a month, but I really would do it twice a month if I had time. Okay? I definitely am a fan of exfoliation, like a daily one. Like, you ain't got to go get the most expensive one.
So you do it every day?
Yeah, a daily exfoliate, like, just to keep your skin looking, you know, glowing fresh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me being, you know, in the spotlight a lot, when I don't have to wear makeup, I don't.
Right.
Like, my real life,
let it breathe.
Makeup free. Let it breathe. You got to let that thing breathe.
Do you, because you're on TV and on a successful show and you've been around on the magazines and just modeling and all that, is there pressure to always be on, though? Like, do you feel like if I go to the house to the store, I have to put on makeup?
Well, you know what? At this point, you know, in my life, I'm pretty comfortable in my own skin. But I will say, because of social media, it's changed everything. Mm-hmm. So, and phones, cell phones. You can get caught out there video. You just mind your business. All you want to do is just go to Ralph's and get some grapes or whatever. And, you know, you're in a struggle. But, you know, you ain't trying to bother nobody. You're just trying to get your grapes and be great, right? But somebody got to pull out their little happy-ass phone and videotape you. And put you out there.
Would you tell?
So I am more conscious than I would be if I wasn't, you know, on a show.
See, I just told a story where New Year's, a fan was happy to see me and wanted a picture. And I hadn't been feeling well, and I didn't look right, and I was waiting for an Uber. And I said no, because I felt her spirit was negative. The way she was,
Like, how did she ask? She was like, can I get a picture? No, how was it negative?
She was like, you the one that you be on TV? I'm like, yeah. You always show up and blow shit up and always got some shit to say. And then it was just, my spirit was really heavy from that.
Right.
So I told her no, and she was offended. Have you ever told a fan no?
I was going to say that. You know, I'm nice. And I like being nice. Like, I really am. I don't pretend to be nice on TV. Like, I am really a nice person. So, and I understand, you know, this whole celebrity thing. You know, your fans are the reason why you're celebrities, because they support you and they love you. So it all works together. So I always try, without question, to take a picture if I can. Now be clear. Now, Tyler Perry told me this a long time ago. The rule is, and I do follow this rule, if I am eating dinner in a restaurant,
right?
And I need y'all to get this part. I am not going to get up from my meal to take a picture. This is not going to happen. So what I will say is, listen, I would love to take a picture with you. if you are still here, when I finish my meal, I'm more than happy to take a picture, but I'm not getting up from food. I was doing all of that. I was missing flights and everything.
Really?
In the airport. Like, oh my God, okay. And they're like, oh, can you speak to my aunt? She loves you. You're her favorite. I'm on the phone and everything. Flight leaving. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, this makes no sense. So I do have deal breakers. The other one is my daughter, Noelle. If I'm with Noelle, I don't get to, you know, she just went away to, well, she's been there for a minute now. She's at Howard University.
Hey.
I'll say, come on now. With that said, I don't have a lot of time with her, so my time with her is important to me. So if you see me having a moment with my daughter, that's kind of our time. And she gets really, she's like, Mom, at this point, she's like, I don't want to go if you're going to be taking pictures with everybody. And, you know, it's not going to be the same if you go. It's right. going to be too much. And I'm like, look, I'm going to go and no one's going to bother me. If they do, I'll just tell them I can't take a photo.
See, mine is.
So that's a no one I'm with.
Mine off limits is when I'm eating or with sitting down with people eating or just right. eating. And
it's rude.
And at the doctor's office. If you ever catch me at the doctor's
office. Not the doctor's office.
because I feel like, you know, I just don't want to be. I'm not there a lot. But when I am at the doctor's office, I just don't want you to feel me.
Well, I got to put that on my list. No one's actually came for me at the doctor's office.
Because then they could say she's pregnant.
Well, that's true too.
Or you know, Jason's getting his daily HIV test. Or
oh
whatever.
My gosh. That is a lie. Right.
How do you feel about dating younger guys?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. As a matter of fact,
I'm asking
before
for me.
Before
she's
well, I'm actually
he's not here.
In a relationship now. Sure. And I have a whole nother funny story. Okay, younger guys. Okay, as we said, we all know I'm 51. Okay, I totally, you know, yay, I'm 50, I'm 51. I think
love
I celebrated
it.
My age more than anybody getting older.
You,
like
I made
getting older hot. Like we did 50. So I love it. Younger guys. When I first started dating, you know, I was like, okay, yay, I'm dating, I'm ready. And then it was like tumbleweeds.
was it really?
What is going
was
on?
It really?
Apparently, I don't look like I'm looking for a man. Like, I don't look like I need a date.
But there were a couple guys. You dated a couple guys publicly that didn't work out.
I dated one guy publicly. And that was Will.
Will.
Who I was on the show with.
Right.
And I dated a few not publicly that will stay not public. Because
were they younger?
They were definitely younger.
What's
I will say, well, I went on
like
a dating app.
Younger?
I went on a dating app.
Obviously, I wasn't.
All right, 35. Okay, 35 is as low as I'll go.
Wait, that's not bad at all.
Before you go there, no, because she just said something. I wasn't going to say that because, see, me and my friends, we do be talking privately. You were on Raya, and I wanted to get on.
Yes.
I wanted to get on Raya,
yes.
And that's the app where all the celebrities be
I'm
at.
I'm on Raya, right. too. I love that app.
Well, you do?
Yes.
Well, I just got an invitation, and I'm going to get on there, but I wasn't going to put that out there, but you did a dating app.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of it. Look. You know, look, like I said, I'm older, so I don't really do anything but go to work and go home and hang out with my friends. So if you guys don't hook me up with someone, like, I just don't meet people.
Yeah.
I don't meet guys in the airport. I don't meet people. I just really don't. So I had to really go on, you know, an app or something.
What about
and
radio
I liked
shows?
Radio.
Have you ever met people on radio shows?
She has a man who has like a radio show.
He's not here.
He actually takes
no, but
in
listen,
the building.
Stop it. Cut it out. This is crazy. I met Mike. My boyfriend.
Her man.
Mike is on the road. He's on the road working right now. But I actually met Mike through Steve Harvey, and our second time hanging out, we weren't dating at that point, was here. He has a podcast with Claudia Jordan, and Claudia got me to do it, and it was called Unstable. And you're in Mike's chair.
Wait, did you guys meet at the podcast?
This is the second time I hung out with Mike was here at this very studio.
Jason,
and
you knew?
You're in Mike's chair.
No, I didn't know that.
You're in my chair. I was sitting in that chair.
I'm glad I'm in your chair.
But this is crazy. So it's like a reunion here.
Wait, so
me.
when you became single publicly after Peter, there wasn't a lot of men sliding in your DMs like, yo, we have to go on a date. There has to be.
Yes.
No. It really wasn't.
You got to follow me back and then you'll see the DMs.
But do you think
I mean, I have people slide in my DMs, but it was just a lot going on.
But she followed back, goes right, you know.
Yeah, it goes right to,
to the uncreepy part of
would
the
would you describe yourself as being conservative?
I don't know if I'm conservative. I'm definitely.
But you're not like, I'm single, I'm going to go and just run these streets. You ain't that girl.
No, well, you know what? Like, I kind of turned a corner at 50. Like, I had this whole new open attitude. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm doing me. I'm having fun. Like, I don't have to apologize for anything. I don't need any validation for anything that I do at this point. I'm doing me. So I was definitely, let's just say, when I did start dating, I definitely had a great time. So,
as you should.
So the guy that was on the show that everybody was suspicious about, he didn't work out because what?
Will didn't work out, to be honest, because we just weren't that compatible, to be very honest. And I really want to say this. You know, Will Jones is a great guy. Like, I really enjoyed spending time with him. I really did. It just didn't work out and had really nothing to do with the show. But it kind of, like, I'm not saying that it did, but it kind of did, but it didn't. We met on the show, which is crazy. He came to my 50th. Were you in Atlanta for my 50th?
No,
my 50 was, Shades of Cynthia?
No, you invited me.
Oh, that sounds
okay.
Cute.
Oh, that was so fun. That's when I made all the girls come as me.
They came as
that's the real shade.
They
I'm
came
like,
as different versions
they
of
They came
you.
As different versions of yeah. me, which is just so amazing and crazy and shady dope. Within itself, right? Like, that's only dope. I could pull that off.
But
like,
Candy because, was my favorite with the cookie.
Oh, Candy won. Yeah. Of course she won. Candy always wins.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, I met Will there that night. And so it just kind of, at that point, we were filming already. And then the next day, we went on a date. So we were just already kind of in a filming situation by the time we got to, you know, start knowing each other. And he's a great guy. It just didn't work out between us.
So you've been in the public eye for a long time, even before Housewives. How do you know when a guy is genuinely dating you for you?
Well, you know, in the beginning, you don't really know because, you know, I do have people sliding in the DMs and all that stuff. You know, everybody's not really coming for the right reasons, of course. But there are some great guys out there. I will say with Mike, who is my baby, I will say with him, first of all, he just was consistent. He just felt genuine. I remember when I had my whole tumor thing in my back, and I like posted, I was like, oh, health scare,
that
whatever.
Was a big
and then everybody
tumor.
Like started blowing me up, like, what's going on? Are you okay? Whatever, whatever. So then I kind of had to tell what was going on. Then it just ended up, the tumor became famous and whatever. But anyway, like during that time, Mike and I were, you know, just kind of like friends. We had met, we would go on dates and stuff, but it wasn't anything serious. And he was like, as soon as he found out, he was like blowing me up. He was like, hey, just want you to know, if you need anything, I'm here. Are you okay? I'm really worried. Like, he was, like, concerned like a boyfriend at that point. And I was just like, wow. He was sending flowers. I was like, wait a minute. This guy really likes me. I was like, you know what? I'll get rid of him. I'm going to send him a picture of the tumor. So I sent him a picture. I was like, hey, you want to see it? He was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, my God. That wasn't your back. He was like, are you sure you're okay? So anyway, he just seemed great. And I'm super comfortable around him. Like, honestly, if I was a guy, I'd be Mike. Like, we have so much in common.
So for those that don't know about the tumor story, can you just tell really quickly how you found out you even had a tumor? Because that scared me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so busy people, you guys can relate.
Yeah.
Getting older, really, really trying to make my health a bigger focus in my life. Because, you know, it's like, oh, you look 30, you look whatever. But I'm 51, so I really actually need to make sure I'm healthy. And I go and get my blood pressure checked. Stuff. Like, I actually get mail, like senior citizen types mail and stuff now. Like, apparently, I can eat at the Golden Corral with a discount on and stuff. I haven't read all my paperwork, but I got perks out here. Like, but after I turned 50, I was like, oh, shit, I guess I really am older. Like,
right.
It's real. Legally, I'm an older lady now. So, with that said, I was home one day at Lake Bailey. I just came off the road, and I don't know. Like, I just never noticed that much. But for some reason, I was, like, naked. Well, that's a whole other part. But anyway, I was naked. And I was looking at the back of my back. And I don't know why. I was like, what is that? And I was like, okay. Maybe it was, like, back fat. But I looked on the other side. I didn't see it on that side. I was like, okay, that's weird. And then I was like, okay, whatever. Got dressed, went about my business. But for whatever reason, and I have, like, a little psychic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I have this thing, like, where sometimes I do things and I don't know why I do it at that time. And then it turns out to be a whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to read everyone's palm or anything today. But I'm just saying. I have a small gift. I'm not going to read your palm today. Maybe tomorrow. But anyway, long and short, I was like, okay. Woke up the next day, and I was like, what is this? And I never react really quickly when it comes to being sick or thinking something's wrong. But I was like, you know what? I got in my car. I, like, Googled, like, an urgent care. And I just went to the first place I found. I was like, hey, can I see a doctor? I just want them to check something on my back. Checked, and it was like, oh, that's a lymphoma tumor, what I was like, knee here tumor. You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Right,
so I was
right.
like, oh Lord, started Googling. So the most horrendous cases of this thing. Yeah. I was like, oh
WebMD, man.
Gotta stop it.
Yeah. Scare anyway, your ass.
Did you call anybody and tell anybody or did you keep
it? Oh, I called everyone. I called Nene, I called my mom, I called Noelle. I was like, oh my God, I have this tumor. And they were like, you have a tumor in your back? I was like, you know, it was just a lot. So anyway, I reacted right away. He sent me to one place and then I went to a real doctor and was like, oh, we can take it out. And then that was fine. I set up an appointment and I got it removed. But that ended up being a whole nother thing because it was a lot deeper in my back then. I only, you know, I only saw like a little lump on the outside.
Right.
But once they got in there, it was like, oh, it's like when I was like, oh, you'll be done in like 45 minutes. It's a day surgery. You can drive home, whatever. Get there and they cut me open and they're like, and I'm awake, you know? So they like give me like numbing stuff in my back. So I'm like checking my messages on Instagram, whatever. So anyway, they're like, okay.
Just get my tumor removed.
Cut me, like, just take it out.
Tumor.
They
flex.
Cut me open and then they're like, they start whispering. Then they call in another doctor. You're like,
okay, no. Something's wrong.
What's going on?
Right.
I'm awake. I hear you guys. What is wrong? And they're like, well, it's a little deeper than we thought. And it's like intertwined. It's growing underneath your muscle. And then I was like, of course it is. Of course I couldn't have the easy one that you just, they're like, oh, you just kind of open it and pop it out like a zit. Of course I didn't have that one. I had the one that had to be like a alien inside my back growing underneath stuff. So anyway, long story short, it's out. It's over. It's done. And it was just kind of a health scare for me because it could have been cancerous, but thank God it wasn't. I have a scar on my back. And then I was like, of course, the vein side of me was like, should I get cosmetic surgery and remove the scar? And I was like, you know what? I kind of feel like it reminds me to just be grateful that like, hey.
It's like a battle scar.
It is. Yeah. It is. So if you guys see a big scar on my back, that's what it is. So don't, you know, come for me.
So do you ever think of like fillers, Botox, cosmetic surgery? Like, are you a fan of that stuff or would you ever? Or
I think about it like about every 3 months.
Really?
Yes, I do. Because that's when I go get it done.
I was going to say, have you gotten it done?
As a matter of fact, I was just in New York and I just got some fillers and Botox. But here's the thing. You know, like I said,
How long have you been doing it, though?
I've been doing it. I started doing fillers and Botox probably like when I turned like 49. Like, honestly, I didn't really need it before then.
Do you really like it?
Yeah.
Do you really like it?
Yeah. Oh, I do. Because what happens as you get older, you start losing face fat. So, and you know, I already have these fabulous cheekbones and all that stuff, but I still, I was losing like face
fat. You wanted to
stay
full.
Yeah. And you look younger, but like a fatter face.
Okay.
So anyway, long and short, I was losing like face fat. So I was like, okay, what can I do? And again, we're on TV. So of course everybody rips us to shreds if we start looking a mess. So you got to like keep it together. So I started doing it, but I will say, I recommend it to anyone that needs it, but I will say you asked me if I was conservative. Okay, I'm very conservative with my Botox and fillers. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot. I go to good doctors. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to meet nobody in the parking lot to get fillers and Botox.
Because it looks natural.
Yeah. Well, thank you, because I don't get a lot.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot. And I just go and get little tweaks. And like sometimes like one side may be okay and the other side may need a little more. So you just do it accordingly. And I do baby steps with it, honestly.
It's time for another Hollywood hookup. Ooh, ooh. Ladies, my life, I know, is crazy. You know, I have a lot of events that I have to go to. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's hard to put together clothes.
Yeah.
So with Stitch Fix, it's an online personal styling service that finds clothes and delivers that right to your front door.
Bring that swag.
To fit your body, your budget, and you know that's important, and lifestyle.
Okay.
Okay. They have a design questionnaire where you can go online to handpick items through a personal stylist, and it's delivered right to your door. Who don't want that?
That's assistance right there.
That's just incredible. Okay. Then you try them on, and you only pay for what you love, and you can return the rest.
Okay.
Okay. So shipping and exchanges and returns are always free, and we love free 99.
We sure do.
Stitch Fix's styling fee is, guess what, guys? Only $20, and that is applied towards anything you keep from your shipment.
Boom.
So get started now at stitchfix.com/unlocked, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all items in your box.
Boom.
That's stitchfix.com/unlocked to get started today. stitchfix.com/unlocked.
So back to love. Have the fans let go of you and Peter? Because I know when you're in such a public relationship, and even like with your show showing over and over and over again the past seasons, fans want to hold on to who they want to hold on to. Have they gotten over that relationship?
I hope so. You know, we both have moved on. I've moved on. He's moved on. We're not going to get back together. It's not going to happen. You know, we had a great run, a great journey. A lot of great things came out of my marriage. I have no regrets.
And you're both happy.
And we're both happy.
Right.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
So do you regret anything about reality television? Because you are so, and for people that don't know you, you really are this person in like on TV. You're just the same person. Nice. I think nice.
I am nice. Yes,
honest.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't like
I try to be
you don't
honest.
Like conflict.
I don't run toward conflict. No, I don't.
But there was a season where you didn't run from, but you was like, let's go. Which season was that?
Well, okay, first of all, that was what I was going through. Going through my divorce yet, but I was unhappy.
Yeah.
Very unhappy. And a little depressed. Like, I don't want to say I was going, you know, I wasn't on medication, but obviously I wasn't happy. And I knew I was depressed because I didn't, you know, my spirit was broken. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that said, I still had to show up to work because I still needed my job, whether mm-hmm. or not I was going to stay in my marriage or not. So I had to show up, you know, put my little wig on, my lashes on, you still show up. But this is why you need to not push people, because you don't know what folks are going through
right.
behind closed doors. So with that said, I had just, you know, I wasn't in a good place. I was in a dark place. So anything and everything could be a trigger sometimes. And, yeah, I may have overreacted or whatever you want to call it in a couple of situations during that dark time.
So I was trying to understand, like, how Real Housewives of Atlanta shoots versus how Love & Hip Hop shoots. When we were to go on Love & Hip Hop, you know, when you get there, if there's extra security than the amount of people at the table, there's surprises and some shit's going to go down.
So right, I said, you know, it's going to be a fight.
So I said, Nene, you know, like, Cynthia, she clearly doesn't like confrontation. She goes, and she's the always the person introduces something. So Cynthia will go, and so everybody knows some shit's about to come.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. Like, with our show, like, we, you know, it's not scripted. But we obviously, you know, have to like talk about different things mm-hmm. in the show.
That are
like when we get together. Yeah. Obviously, if we didn't. We would just get together and talk about our like wigs and whatever. And you guys don't want to watch that for 23 episodes.
Right.
Anyway, so we have to have like, oh, when you see Candy, she just had dinner with Nene. Mm-hmm. Ask her how it went. They won't say, here are your lines for today, whatever. So I got to be like, hey, girl, what's going on? So yeah, I heard you had dinner with Nene, whatever. So anyway, and then sometimes I'll say, oh, well, make sure you tell the girls what happened when Peter and Apollo hung out the other night. So I already know what that is. So I'm like, okay. So for me, I really suck at delivering bad news or dropping a bomb. I'm the worst bomb dropper ever. Like my friends, my castmates, even the ones that I wasn't even getting along with at the time, uh-huh. which I usually get along with everyone. Like literally, I remember this one time I had to tell Phaedra something and I was like, sweating, sitting there, and I was like praying. I was like, maybe someone else will like get into it, and then they will take the focus off me.
I think that's
me.
The one Nene told me
I was
about.
Like praying. I was like, please, is someone else? The whole time I couldn't even eat. My stomach was like,
and she
like
said they
flipping.
Were like, bitch.
Like my phone was blowing up every time I would look. It'd be like, okay, anytime you want to deliver news, I'd be like, oh God, ordering stuff, drinking stuff, and then like finally everyone's like. Bitch, you gonna say it or not? We know you got something to say, so you say it. And I'm like, okay, well, Phaedra, this is for you.
This is for you.
Horrible. This brick is headed towards your head, so get ready. I'm about to tell you something you're not gonna like, and you're gonna be really mad at me, and we're probably gonna have another reunion. So here we go. So Apollo, Peter, A, B, and C, da-da. And then it's like, she's like, goes crazy. Everybody's like, whatever. I'm like, oh my God. Like, literally, like, we don't even want you to ever have to tell anything else.
Again. So. But I will tell you how. So I DVR three shows. I DVR The View because I love hearing debate. I like formats where people are.
Yes. I like that too.
I DVR Wendy Williams because she's a mess and I love her.
She's been nice to me lately. I think she likes Mike and I. Recently she said something.
She having her own relationship problems. She can't be a critic right now, right? Got the role.
That part is true.
Well,
shout out to Wendy. Get well.
Yeah, we
no, and
Wendy.
Then I DVR your show because I feel like Housewives is out. It's just casted so well. It's so entertaining.
What is it about our show that you guys love?
Well,
because
all,
our fan base is incredible. Like wherever we go in the world, it's been such a blessing to be on this platform because like for us, it's like we go to work, but then we realize like Mike and I just got back from Ghana and we're like in Africa and we're like rolling around with all these other people that came on the trip, these other celebrities and stuff. And
beautiful
like people, like literally
culture.
Like we're like out in like no man's land and this little African girl was like, what's up, 50 Cent? I was like, oh my God, they know my 50 Cent, my whole birthday thing here. Like I couldn't believe and they were like, yes, chill. Like our little hashtag with my bae. We're really annoying.
Well, I think because you see,
so cute.
You see beautiful black excellence. You see, I mean, in Atlanta, everybody's homes are beautiful. You see just beautiful women interacting with each other in a way that I don't know we see, especially in Hollywood. I mean, I don't really see black women congregating like that
at all.
So it's different. And on top of that, everybody's has their own thing going on. You see successful women like you have glassware. Is that a,
well? Let me run down the list, honey.
Okay.
I have my.
This is not your
the Bailey Agency.
This is your expensive rich ass water.
This is my water from the hotel.
What kind of bottle is that?
I first started, and I'm so glad you said that, because the whole entrepreneur part of the women that I work with is what is so inspiring for me to, like, you know, keep going and keep, you know, not being afraid to keep putting myself out there and doing other things, because they're bringing. They're like, oh, I got a chair line, I got a microphone line. Like, you, I mean, you're like, well, I got to keep going. This is crazy. So anyway, my first business was I opened up my school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion. It's been open for about 4 years now. After that, I followed with my Cynthia Bailey Eyewear. Oh, my God, it's Mike Hill. Can I take this?
Yeah, it's our man.
Hi, honey. Oh my God, I'm here. Jason's sitting in your chair. That's where you were sitting the second time we hung out.
What's up?
This is crazy. Oh, hi, everyone.
What's up, man?
Oh, he's at work too. Okay. See, we working, honey. He's at work and I'm at work. Yes, babe. We're in the middle of the show right now. So. Oh, that's okay. I'll call you back after. All right. All right. Thank you. I love you. All right. Bye.
Isn't love great?
So awesome.
Live
here.
Okay.
So cute. He said, you look good.
What was I saying?
The Bailey Agency.
Oh, the Bailey Agency, Cynthia Bailey Eyewear, Cargo by Cynthia
Wait, don't
Bailey.
Don't go too fast.
Okay.
So Cynthia Bailey
Eyewear. That's a lot, Chad.
Talk about the Cynthia Bailey Eyewear.
I ain't trying to take up all y'all time.
I'm going
to
talk about the Cynthia Bailey Eyewear.
Okay, Cynthia Bailey Eyewear. I decided to do what I noticed early on from being on the show, even like the great thing about reality TV, like, you're famous like right away. Like first season, like, soon as I got on there, I like rolled in the McDonald's drive through and they were like, oh my God, Cynthia. I was like, okay, it's been 2 episodes. I just got on the show. I cannot be, it can't work like this. Like, I cannot not be able to roll through the McDonald's drive through anymore. So anyway, so so what I decided was, you know, I want to use it for, you know, use it. I mean, the platform's amazing. We're like number one show on Bravo. So I was like, I got to use this. I got to be smart. I really want to transition from, you know, my whole modeling thing, because my only other job was actually modeling, to, you know, being a housewife and, you know, just starting my own business. And I will have to give Peter Thomas credit for that. I ain't saying it wouldn't have happened without him. I'm just saying he was very instrumental in pushing me.
He seems like a hustler.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, yeah. Hustle is strong. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you got to do this, that, whatever. And he just really, like, cheerleaded me on that. So I will always be grateful to him for that. So anyway, what was the question again?
So the eyeglass. So
are you wearing your glasses right now?
Of course.
Can I get
glasses.
A pair, please?
These my Cynthia Bailey. I wear these are my favorites. These are my aviators. They look good on all of you.
Those are dope. Unisex,
I actually had a pair. Yeah, I actually had a pair.
You do.
Somebody
you
stole
did.
Mine, but I had a pair.
See, somebody else. They're always stealing my stuff, honey. It's very hot in these streets, honey. If you have a Cynthia Bailey product, you better hold on to it, honey. Somebody may try to take it out. This is one of my favorite little fanny packs. I always wear. This is my CB by War. Fanny pack, and yes, fanny packs is not just for old folks anymore, honey. Please know that the designers and everybody's doing
them everybody
now.
Wearing
so
them. Yes,
please
they are.
Just know mine is a little more
the fanny pack is
affordable.
Back.
They are back.
Yes, they are. You can wear it all kind of cool ways. And and then my button just fell on my sweater. We're gonna pick that up and keep moving. What else?
Candles.
Candles. What? Oh, what? Cynthia Bailey candles. CB Vior. Oh. Hello, my newest venture. This is coming out. This is launching in about a couple of weeks. I'm going to have a big party here. You guys are going to be there. I
yes,
will probably
ma'am.
Come back here and talk about it some more. This
so
is
actually,
my,
you all did a taping.
My signature
you did a taping.
Flavor from Seagram's Peach Bellini.
So we're filming Wildin' Out. We're filming Wildin' Out in Atlanta. So she sends me a flyer, Seagram. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going to be? I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe at her house or something. It was a full-out production. I had no haircut. It was a mess.
That's dope.
But I met a cute-ass bartender at that party.
Oh, no, my events are lit.
Yeah.
Like, I do not play around when it comes to my brand.
Well, that's where I saw Ronnie DeVoe and his wife and the new cast member. So,
yes, everyone was there.
What do you think about the new cast? I mean, you enjoy the new people that are
there?
Well,
first, let me say this. I always think that it's good to have some new blood, to try new people out. You know, it's up to them, you know, whether or not it's going to be a good fit. It's up to the fans. It's up to the network. But I always welcome everybody, the old and the new. As long as they ain't come for my damn peach.
Right.
As long as I got a job. Yeah. Everybody can come over here.
But it seemed like Eva was trying you a little bit this season.
It was throwing a little shade. I don't think it was like anything like cutting to the white meat or nothing. You know, it was little paper cuts, but it was definitely shade. But I dealt with that. I've already said what I need to say about that. I'll talk about it a little bit more at the reunion. The deal is this. You know, I actually like Eva. I think she's beautiful. I think she's great. In terms of our modeling careers, I never speak on hers. I give people credit where credit is due. I think she's done what she's done, and I think that's super awesome. However, I have obviously done what I have done.
Yes.
And I'm here for a little fun, Shay, but I do not need to validate my career.
Why are you so nice? This is the
problem.
Okay, the only problem I have with you is you're too nice.
I'm not too nice.
No.
So Floyd,
I'm just being honest.
Floyd said the bad guy always wins, and I feel like you're always good. Like, you're always nice. Sometimes you want to say, bitch, check my records or check my background.
I've done interviews where, you know, it kept coming up because honestly, I watched and I was like, okay, that was a little shady, whatever. And I just like have fun with it. And I'm like Candy. Like, how can I monetize the shade? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't got time to be sitting like, oh my God, she said I like, you know, I've been in the business for years. Well, I have. I've been in the business longer than she has. Well, yeah, I'm older than she is. Hello. Nobody ever said right. I wasn't older than you were. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like, you know, I've been on the show 9 years. I've seen this thing get dark and ugly and crazy and just go places that, you know, really is like, you know, where you really have to defend yourself. And it just becomes just spiritually horrible to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, you know, Eva's a little shade. I'm like, girl, go. I'm over here, honey. Cynthia Bailey, these cheekbones. You know, you live.
But this is where I say, I keep trying to understand. I keep asking. Nobody will answer the question. I know you're not going to want. Here, matter of fact, I have this bell that stays in my kitchen. It says ring for a blowjob. We're not going to use it for those purposes.
No, I don't need it for that.
But you can ring it if I ask you something you don't want to answer. I'm going to
give
that. Okay.
It ain't for a blowjob. Let's be clear. I'm going to turn it around. Does it say blowjob on both sides?
Just turn it on the side.
Turn it in the middle. Should Marlo have a peach?
I think Marlo definitely brings a lot to the show. She's been around for a long time. Do I make that decision? No, that's not up to me to make it. Again, she brings what she brings to the show, and I like Marlo on the show.
She can dress her ass
off. She definitely
off.
Brings the fashions.
Should Phaedra come back?
I'll put it like this. Let me say this again. If Marlo has a peach, I think that's great, as long as it's not mine. Now, what's the next question?
I don't think they could ever give up your peach.
She can have an orchard, honey. If as long as
an
it's not
apricot.
Mine. Okay.
Well, what about Phaedra? Now people are saying Phaedra might come back. She has a new man, this DJ out of Atlanta. He looks great.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that. They're actually very cute together.
They're a really cute couple.
Oh, look, I'm all for love. And I'm over in love. Yeah. If she's found her man and they're happy, then I say congratulations. I think it's everything.
I would love to see Phaedra come back because I feel like that group that you guys had, there was so much going on.
Well, you know, Phaedra and I came on together. So although Phaedra and I have never been close on the show, I always kind of feel like we have that, like we came into this together thing. So I always feel like a little love for her because we started this journey together. So, hey, whatever's good for the show.
Oh, you're so nice.
I'm so good, right? You ain't gonna catch me out there.
Okay, so you used to date Russell Simmons. He's been in the news. He's gone now. I think he lives in Bali.
go ahead. What's going to be the question?
How's Russell?
You know what? I did used to date Russell Simmons years ago. We dated for about 6 months. We have been friends for 100 years after that. Tons of friends in common. Saw Russell recently at Kim Porter's funeral, actually. And saw a lot of people at that funeral. That was a really sad time for everyone. But I don't want to get into all that because I get emotional about it. But yes, I saw him there, and he seemed well. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave it right there.
So not to go too much into Kim Porter, because for me, I knew her personally as well. I mean, probably you all probably go way back because you've known her for probably.
I know. I go back to like modeling days.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was so sudden. Did it shake you as much as it shook me? Not just her, the person, but just like how sudden, because I don't deal with well with death anyway, but especially being 41, 47, I'm like, how does this happen?
Right. I'm still processing that Kim's not here, honestly. I really, really am. And again, I know you guys are like, oh, okay, here you go back to the age thing. I feel like that was such a huge wake-up call.
For everybody.
I feel like, listen, make sure you are good. If I even get a cold, I'm almost going to the doctor. Like, hey, am I okay? Am I good? Because I feel like when you're busy and you're, like, running all the time, you know, you can be sick and not even know you're sick.
Right.
You know, especially traveling. Like, my passion is traveling. I love traveling the world. You may get a bug or something. Or you just don't know. You got to make sure you take care of yourself. So Kim's passing for me was hard. I'm really good friends with a really good close friend, Ebony Electra. She went through it really, really bad. She's still dealing with it. I'm going to spend some time with her when I get back to Atlanta. It was tough. It was tough. It was a wake-up call, which is why I say, you know what? You only get one life. Live your life. And, you know, at this point, I try to be positive. I try to just be good. Like, I just want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I knew, you know, I prayed to God that I would meet someone else again. I didn't know I'd find love again. I knew I'd meet somebody that, you know, we can, like, kick it with, go on vacations with, you know, hang out, have sex, whatever. But I just didn't know I was going to actually find love again, which is such a blessing. So, anyway, I said all that to say, I'm living my life. I am happy. I'm in a good place. Like, my haters can't even really, like, I'm so happy. I even like my haters now.
That's a good place to be.
Bring your hating ass on over here. I'm still going to give you love because you can't really penetrate this because I'm in a great place. Like, I am light. I'm just going to give you light now.
How do you get there, though? Because there's a lot of people that, I mean,
you have to find peace.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
And I've been on that journey for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I've gone through a divorce, I've been alone. I've, like, been afraid of, like, what that would be like, being alone, even going through the divorce. You know, I don't really know what my future is on the show. Everything is kind of year to year on that. But I always just pray to God and have faith that if it's His will, His will will be done. Like, I just have faith and I just try to, like, you know, be a good person and a good friend to folks and be a good mom and just do right. You know, we live in a very kind of crazy world right now. And the only thing I could do, say to everyone, is you better live, honey, because I don't know what's going on.
For real.
You better live your life and be happy. And I live every day to the absolute fullest. And I'm good with that. If I die tomorrow, I'm going to die happy and love.
Beautiful.
I have a smart daughter that's doing great. She's figuring out her life. You know, I don't really have a lot of baggage anymore. I don't have anything holding me back. Like I said, I am in a great place. If I go tomorrow, God willing, please let me live
as long
as I can. I'm good. That feels good. It feels good to have peace.
When you look back over your life, what would you have told your younger self now?
Looking back over my life, I would have told my younger self that my journey is my journey. And all of the bad things that I went through, all the negative, toxic things that I had to go through those things because I'm so appreciative of everything that I have and the good. Like, I see good a lot quicker now. You know, even, you know, Mike being in my life. Mike's really a nice guy. I don't know if I would have taken that for granted if I didn't go through some not so nice guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I may have slept on that and been like, oh, yeah, he's whatever. Like, I'm so open to positivity and love because I know what it's like to feel like you're in a dark hole.
Right.
And I ain't trying to get too deep with that, but I'm just going to say that. So I'm much more receptive to good energy and vibes. And I can tell negative energy a mile away. Mm-hmm. I don't put myself around negative people. I don't want to do it. I can kind of feel it. As soon as I see something, I'm like, energy's wrong. Gotta go. Like, I'm out.
I have a question real quick about that negative energy, because a lot of times in the industry, you cannot pick and choose who you want to be around.
Amen.
And sometimes you're forced to be around negative energy. What advice would you give for people that's have to work with negative energy every day? Because I've been in that situation.
I'm one of those people. So I love my cast, but I'm not saying everybody is always positive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is some negative energy. Praise God. There's been a lot of growth with a lot of the girls on the show. So everybody's, like, really trying to be happy and find their, you know, their happy place. So that's a blessing. But it wasn't always that way. And it was very hard to be in those situations, you know, being a beacon of light over here. Okay? So how do I deal with it? Well, I was getting paid to deal with, first of all. That's going to be number one. Now, if you're getting paid very well to deal with negative energy, then you better just work it out and go home and burn some sage and get your life, child. Pray, whatever you got to do, cleanse yourself and go on to bed and go back the next day. So, you know, you can do what you have to do. And as long as you're positive, here's the thing with negative people. They don't really want to be around positive people, but they know they're people. Haters know where they belong. They belong with the other haters. You know, light and love, we know our folks.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, outside of like, you know, having to be around each other, you know, I don't really have to. Like, I kind of, light always beats darkness. At the end of the day.
So true.
Yeah, Oprah said
they just can't win. Yeah, right. All they can do is hate and be dark.
Oprah said it takes a little bit of light to drive out dark and a lot of dark to drive
come
out
come on now.
It's so and true, now Oprah though.
Said that. Oprah said that, and you know it's true because
Oprah
it is
Cynthia
true.
Bailey.
And I go into any dark situation. I actually pray a lot, too. And that's something that Mike and I do together that's made our relationship, like, even stronger. You know, when I go into a situation that I know is going to be toxic, like a work situation, I'm like, okay, here come the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I actually pray before and I just get my mind right. And I just say, you know what, God, you have me here in the situation. I know there's something to learn. I know that you believe that I'm going to be okay. So let's go. Let's do this. Let me go and do whatever it is. And I'm going to try to stay positive. Right. I'm going to try to have integrity and class and be grace no matter what situation I'm in. Now, if that don't work out for me, it don't work out. But I'm going in there with that intention every time.
With that mindset.
And that's what else can I do?
It's time for another Hollywood hookup, and it's that time of the year, April. No, what? I'm not talking about holidays. I'm talking about all my family across the country, birthdays and everything. So, you know, I got to do it right, and, you know, I'm a little lazy, so I do it with stamps.com.
I guess that makes both of us.
Mm-hmm. So stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter and package you send out, and you never have to overpay or underpay again.
You hear that? Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Stamps.com makes it easy. I'm sending a lot of gifts to my mom, you know, back in Philly, and they send you a free digital scale that automatically calculates every package exactly.
That's amazing.
Lit.
Lit, lit.
So check this. Stamps.com brings all the services of a U.S. Postal Service right at your fingertips. Just like this. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and your own printer.
Never have to go buy stamps again, guys.
Hello? I use stamps.com because really I hate going out the house and going to the U.S. Postal Service place. I don't even know what to do in there. I'm always lost. I'm always bothering people asking very simple questions. So that's why I rock with stamps.com. It's very simple. It's very easy. Everything's at my fingertips and I don't have to leave the bed.
Yes.
My listeners, if you're watching this right now, get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale.
Free. You hear that?
And see for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses use stamps.com.
And why you should too.
Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in unlocked. Stamps.com, enter unlocked.
So I was on social media not too long ago, and that fight with Kenya and Porsche popped up, and you were sitting there
in the middle.
And your face was so. You and Nene were both just so iconic in that moment because you were. It looked like you were just surprised that it was going down. Did you ever think, sign up for that show, that you would encounter conflict like that, combat?
No, I did not. But, you know, I didn't really know. I didn't really watch reality TV before I signed up for the show. I lived in New York, and I was like a real New York girl. I was like, oh, you know, I don't watch TV. And I didn't have a TV. Like, I was just like, oh, I read books and went to museums, and I did my work, and I traveled. I was, like, on some different stuff. So I didn't really know what to expect. Obviously, it doesn't come with a manual. It is what it is. I get in there. Reunion. That was that wasn't my first reunion. I think it may have been the first one that, I don't know which one it was. Anyway, all I know is I was sitting in the middle, okay? And did I expect it to happen? No, because it had never happened on this show.
Right.
Do I watch other shows where it happens all the time?
And you guys are dressed like y'all going to the Oscars or something. Yeah. You guys look
so
elegant.
Yes, and that was the first time, like, I had a titty scent moment, like, where my breast was pulled out.
Was it?
Yeah, when Portia got up to do, to grab Kenya, she needed something to grab onto, I guess. So she grabbed onto my dress. My breast came out. She got up. That happened, and that was the first time that you know, certainly not the last, because it's always like popping out for whatever reason. But yeah, that was the beginning of it.
Were you looking at it? were you looking at it like, these bitches done lost their mind?
I'm like, why I got to be exposed? Because y'all getting ready to fight. No, it happened so fast. Actually watching in that moment, I wasn't even sure what happened, because it just was like boom, 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 and it was like over.
First, when the bullhorn came out, you were like, what the fuck is going on?
No, and that was crazy, because I didn't even know Kenya had a bullhorn. I was like, hey, I didn't know we could bring props. Like, I could have brought some fun props, because nobody ever brought props before. So it was just a lot going on every year.
But and then you and Portia have issues, but do you think now her having a baby, because she's so damn, first of all, I just did Dish Nation. She's bigger for the time she's at right now in her pregnancy. But anyway, I'll roll right on. Do you think when she has her baby that it's going to change her?
I do. I think, number one, I think Portia's definitely going to be a great mom. I know she's wanted a baby for a long time, so I'm really happy for her and Dennis. Yeah, I mean, kids change you.
Do they calm you?
Well, I don't know if they calm you, but they definitely, you're going to change now. There's going to be some calm days, and maybe some days that may not be calm. I would say for me, as a mom, my biggest accomplishment in my life is being Noel's mama, for sure, hands down. That is my proudest moment. Period. That is the deal breaker for me for any and everything that happens. If there's not a job, I won't quit. If it comes to my kids, happiness and safety and well-being. There's not a man I won't break up with. If it comes to my kids' happiness, healthiness and safety. So, yeah, she's my deal breaker. It's like, I mean, this girl was inside of me. Like, she's like an extension of me, and she is me, and I'm her. So
on our last show, we were having a conversation about...
I go hard for my baby.
About Sierra Russell Simmons' future and how...
Russell Simmons.
Did I say Russell Simmons?
Yes,
Russell
Wilson. Russell Wilson. We start talking about Russell? Leave
no,
Russell.
Sorry. Russell Wilson, Sierra, and Future. And on when you introduce, you know, co-parenting, how you introduce the new person to whatever. And I remember when you and Peter were ending your relationship, how active Noel was in the process. And I think it was the first time I had really seen a Black family go through that experience together in such a peaceful way.
Well, again, light and love over here. I really try to, you know, walk toward my purpose with positivity and love and light. I really honestly do. I will say, you know, being on this show, one of the best things I've ever done on this show, I've done a few things, but I'll say one of the best ones is showing how I co-parent with Noel's dad, Leon, on this show. One of the things that was important to me and to him was that although I was getting married, Noel was getting a bonus dad, but Leon is very much her dad and in the picture. He's not a part of the show, but I really
you guys did
welcome him to come on the show just to show the show, because we live in a world where if they don't see him on the show, they honestly like, well, where is Noel's real dad? Like, they don't think the man exists.
Right.
So he comes on enough to show that he's a part of her life, and that was important to us. And I really love and respect Peter and any man that's going to be with me, because, like, I'm a package deal. Noel and I are a package deal. But it's like Noel, Leon, and I are a package deal, because Leon is Noel's father. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be in this girl's life. So any man that's going to be in my life is going to have to meet this man.
When do you feel like it's the appropriate time for the new man to meet the father of your child?
You know, it's you know, after we know that we're going to be serious and it's, you know, this is, it's really going to be a relationship and we're going to be around each other. Absolutely. I think, you know, as soon as we know it's going down, like for me, you know, when Mike would come visit me in Atlanta, his mom actually lives in Atlanta. So with that said, he would stay at his mom's house and he would come visit me. And then it was only when I officially let him meet Noel and we became serious, but he started staying at the house. And that just actually didn't even really happen until she ended up moving out, going to college.
So you kind of kept it separate. You kept him kind of away from...
I did, until I knew we were serious. Because, again, I was dating. You know, there was like, you know, I wouldn't even call them relationships. What do you call them? Situationships I was in. Distractions. Fun distractions, if you will. And, you know, everyone doesn't need to... Noel doesn't need to meet
Right.
everybody. She just needs to meet...
the one.
Right.
So when do you guys film the reunion?
We're going to be filming the reunion in March.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, you didn't ring the bell one time and we're done.
I know. I can't even believe it. So this was great. Is it over?
It's over.
Oh, my God.
You made it.
This was so much fun. Right. I love you guys. Okay, so I'll come back all the time now.
Jesus. You know, Cynthia thought she was going to get away. We'd be hanging out. We were in New York having dinner at, I don't know what that place was called, whatever.
Oh, I remember. Love that place.
It was a nice place.
You always invite me to the coolest place.
And
places.
We're talking and, you know, oh, yeah, Raya. This is, when you come on my show, I throw it in
every time.
Because I think there's so many images of black women out there or women in general out there on Instagram specifically that aren't always the best images. And I think the more you can share, I could share my platform with images of women that I think other women can learn from. I mean, I'm going to do it.
Right, and I appreciate that, Jason. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you stalking me nonstop for the past 5 years.
You got a new one.
And until you got me over here.
And I appreciate you.
That's dope.
I appreciate you inviting me to the gay club last week, too. I had a
You're
good
welcome.
Time. She invites me to the club, and all these gay boys are running past me to get to her and jumping over. And I was like, look, I'm about to go.
Anyway, we have fun.
Thank you for coming on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
You're amazing.
So we're
amazing.
Out.
Thank you so much.
Peace.
God bless everyone.
Peace.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.